Show, 1-800-449-8686.
By the way, today is our webcast day, and our webcast is being provided by Be Here, Be Here Productions. Visit their website, BeHere.com. If you haven't been checking out our website, it's really amazing, and I've only had an opportunity to see our webcast sporadically because we have been working this afternoon. I would recommend using RealPlayer. I know you have an option between Windows or RealPlayer. I would use RealPlayer because you get a much more fluid video stream. The 360 degrees, everybody's just raving about it. It's unbelievable. Bobby Dooley is with us from the Western States Homeowners Association. A support group has been started by a number of women out there. We wanted to get some of the information from you, Bobby, and I know this has been kind of a rough Christmas for you.
It has, Phil. First of all, I want to say Merry Christmas to you and your listeners.
Thank you.
But I don't think that after 9/11, I don't think anything could have been worse than that. And
well, I know that there are a number of women at Western Estates and some other communities.
Yes. Phil, we have decided to put together a support group of women whose husbands and others are accessing what we consider to be the latest in pornography. And what makes Britney Spears, I think, dangerous, Phil, is that it is almost child pornography.
All right. Now, Britney Spears is not a child.
No, but she is a virgin. And I saw my husband in a lounge with several other men watching a Britney Spears video, and it struck me that this was child pornography. Now, I want to tell you, I got very, very upset last week because this is the holiday season.
No, can I just interrupt?
Yes.
Watching a Britney Spears video to you is akin to child pornography for adult men?
Yes, because of the fact that she is a virgin. She has stated that she's a virgin. So this is, to my mind, the same thing.
What happened last week?
Last week, my husband, Steve, and he's here, and we are trying to get over this together, darling.
Yeah.
Last week, Steve and I celebrated an anniversary. Every year, this time of year at Christmas, we do something. We explore our sexuality in a way that is fun for us. This is very painful for me, Phil.
Take it as slowly as you can.
What I do is I go to the store, I get a jar of Land O'Lakes. It's a 16-ounce bottle of liquid butter. And my husband and I, Steve and I, for the last 15 years of our marriage, have enjoyed what we call a backstage pass.
This is a sex act?
Yes. I'm not proud. I can tell you that it's something that we do together.
What has this got to do with him watching? So, in other words, you get a bottle of liquid butter, and this is what?
This is a lubricant.
A lubricant?
Yes. I'm trying to catch my breath.
All right. Go ahead.
I took Steve down to Monty's because they were having their company Christmas party. I told him I would drive. I went down, I walked into the lounge, and there he was with 10 other men watching this Britney Spears video. And I felt like such a fool because I had walked in with the bottle of liquid butter, holding it up and saying, "Here's the butter, is the corn ready?" And I felt like such a fool.
You were waving the liquid butter as if to say to your husband,
"I'm ready.
You're ready for fun," and there he was watching Britney Spears.
Yes. I turned around. I don't remember. I almost fainted.
The idea that your husband was watching a Britney Spears video was so shocking that you almost fainted?
That and the embarrassment of thinking, silly me, that he loved me so much he was looking forward to the one night a week that we apply liquid butter and we lose ourselves in a sexual way. And I went home. I got so angry. I remember I backed our Lexus over our neighbor's Christmas decorations, which I know I'm going to be paying for. But Phil, all of this is to say that we've started a support group for a lot of women because we recognize that as long as Britney Spears is performing, we don't have a chance as wives and as girlfriends. She is the epitome of every man's sex dream. And there I was with the liquid butter thinking that I was special to him.
Well, you are special to me. And
let me say it, Steve.
Yeah, it would be better, Mr. Dooley, if I just talked to her. You feel that these men watching Britney Spears...
She's a virgin, Phil. And for these men to watch her, it's as if they're engaging in some kind of child porn. What I'm doing is I'm giving these men a chance. I called the homes of some of the men I saw there. I spoke when I could with their wives. I told them that their husbands were watching child porn. Can't you tell the pain that I feel when I hear their reactions? They're shocked. They're distraught. They ask, who's calling? I don't have the heart to tell them. I hang up.
Okay, Bobby, hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute, okay? You've said a lot here. You've said that you called the wives of these men because you saw them watching child porn, this Britney Spears video, and then you hung up without identifying yourself?
Phil, I didn't want to put them...
Without identifying yourself?
I didn't want to put them through any pain.
On top of that, you went into this bar waving the liquid butter saying, honey, I'm ready, and he's watching Britney Spears, so you're ashamed of him for watching that, and you feel that you don't have a chance?
No, we really don't, Phil. We don't have a chance as women. As long as there is a Britney Spears out there whose breasts obviously are younger, her body is younger. I mean, I feel so stupid.
And well, what does your support group do?
What our support group basically does is this. We let women know that the good news is the likelihood of your husband having sex with Britney Spears is slim to none. She's surrounded by security. She has the boyfriend. And it's obvious that it's likely that our husbands aren't good looking enough. That's the good news. The bad news is that we have lost, through this Louisiana slut factor, we have lost, I think, the sexual interest of our husbands as long as this woman is on TV.
And don't you think that you're making an enormous issue out of nothing?
I walked into that bar with a bottle of liquid butter, which is symbolic of something that is very intimate for my husband and I, and he didn't give me the time of day.
Because of watching Britney Spears, you're pretty sure?
What else could it be?
I don't know. I guess he was enamored of her at that moment, but it doesn't mean forever. Hold the line here for a minute. Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association is on the line. That's the wrong music. 1-800-449-8686. That isn't the music?
No, it's not.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. There is a support group of women being organized by Ms. Dooley, women whose husbands are now exposed to the videos of Britney Spears. Her body is younger, she is younger, she's sexier, and women have got to face the fact that as long as she's around, their husbands are going to be more sexually turned on by her than they are by their wives. This idea of walking into the bar with a bottle of liquid butter...
Phil, I am not proud. Let me tell you something. That is something that is painful for me. That sex act that I allow my husband to have once a year hurts. But I do it because I love him and because, yes, I'm interested. I'm curious. But it is absolutely embarrassing to walk into a bar, hold up the liquid butter and say, I'm ready, and he can't even be bothered because Britney Spears is on television.
And a support group is going to help...
A support group is going to help all women recognize the reality that this young, sexy little slut is more interesting than we are.
Well, I would say, speak for yourself.
Phil, I'm a woman, I know.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Bobby Dooley. Britney Spears, she's out there. And there are a lot of men, I guess, who, according to her, think that she's a lot sexier than their own wives. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry
but
Show.
I really think she's afraid this could be the start of a lot of different things.
Well, you're what? Why? Because your husband is looking at Britney Spears. Britney Spears is 20 years of age.
She's Phil. The woman is a virgin. As a result, she is as if she's a child. And because of that, my husband being attracted to her on any level leads to some form of pedophilia. And I think every man recognizes this, and I think every woman does. What we are trying to say is that it's something we've got to put up with. And the best way to put up with it is to simply say, your husband will not have sex with Britney Spears. That's the good news. The bad news is he may try it with someone else her age or another virgin. That's why we formed our support group.
All right. Men out there who are attracted to Britney Spears may be involved in pedophilia because she's a virgin?
Yes, absolutely. And that's why we formed the support group, to get women to sit down and to look at the good side, which is your husband probably isn't sexy enough or young enough. There is a very, very small possibility that he will sexually have anything to do with Britney Spears.
All right, and this all on top of the fact that you got liquid butter for...
For a very private thing, yes, a private sexual moment between my husband and I.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Matt, you're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, first off, if it's, you know, you brought mm-hmm. the butter into the bar, mm-hmm. if it's an intimate thing and private thing, why did you bring it to a public site?
I didn't hear your question.
Britney Spears has nothing to do with, you know, how men look at their wives. If your man's looking at Britney Spears and you think he's going to cheat on you, well, then you don't have trust in your man. Yes, Britney Spears looks good. Yes, she's cute. And if she's a virgin or not, has nothing to do with anything.
No, it does. She's a virgin, which means
Let me finish what I'm saying. Okay, I've been married now for 4 years.
Do you think she looks good.
I think she's beautiful.
Do you think she's sexy?
But my wife, it has more than just beauty to her. I got love for my wife, trust for my wife, and more than any gorgeous woman that even if she was better looking than my wife could ever offer.
Are you attracted to Britney Spears?
She is pretty, yes, but not like my wife is.
I'm afraid that because of your attraction to Britney Spears, you are on your way to becoming a kiddie porn enthusiast. And
why would this guy become a kiddie porn enthusiast?
She's a virgin.
Okay,
and she has never been deflowered or despoiled by a man.
So what?
Okay, my sister's a virgin also, and she's 38.
Oh, my
she's
God.
She's nowhere near a child, so if a man looks at her and says, who,
I really
cute.
Think, I really
she's
think.
A, you know, she's, you know, it's you know,
I really think you're embarrassing your sister by bringing that out. If I were a woman, I would never admit to that.
Never admit to what?
Being 38 and being a virgin. I would never let anyone.
Why not?
It's embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing? It's her religion.
It's embarrassing because by the time you're 38, you should have experienced a variety of men.
Okay, first off, my sister's a nun. Second off, her choice is not to have sexual relations with a man.
It doesn't
make
any difference.
Intimacy with God.
It doesn't make any difference if she's a nun.
Yes, that is
why
her
that?
Nuns don't have sex with men.
Well, I don't know where that's written down because I know that nuns have sex with men. I've known for years. Do you remember, sister?
Never mind who she is or what she is, okay? Nuns don't have sex with men.
So you never read the book Lesbian Nun? You never read that book? It's a great read.
Yeah, okay. All right, Matt, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Bobby Dooley, and we're talking about... I don't know what we're talking about. Britney Spears and...
So we're talking about Britney Spears and the fact that she is a young, nubile, fresh, young virgin. Any man attracted to her is liable to be involved in some kind of sexual perversion involving children. And any man that's
attracted to her is liable to be involved in a sexual perversion involving children, and therefore you've got a support group to let women know they haven't got a shot.
No, not as long as Britney Spears is out there. Women do not have an opportunity, I think, to really keep their men at home. Now,
all right, now, you going into a bar and waving the liquid butter around, what's that got to do with anything?
the fact that I was...
Yeah, the fact that you walked into the bar and said, hey, here's the butter, is the corn ready? What's that got to do with anything?
I was letting my husband know that I was ready for a sexual experience that, quite frankly, is painful to me. And yet I was ready to do my womanly duty, and there he is watching Britney Spears. Now, Phil, I didn't want to do this, but my husband in the past has enjoyed videoing these encounters. We recorded some of the audio so that you could get some idea of what a woman goes through when she is involved in this act.
I don't need to hear this.
Well, I don't care. Just imagine what a corn cob would fit.
I don't need to hear this, okay?
I don't care. I was in pain.
My wife wanted to play it.
Go ahead. You've got audio?
Yes. This is from 1996, Christmas.
Ow!
Now, that's all there is. And it,
what is that? That's you and your husband having sex?
Yes.
It is quite painful.
Donna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It seems like you have a relatively mm-hmm. healthy sexual view if you feel like a woman should have many sexual partners by the time she's 30. I mean, you don't seem terribly uptight.
No, I meant 38.
Okay, 38.
The young man said that his sister was a virgin at 38, and I thought that very, very strange.
Right. Well, she it is her religious
belief. She's a nun, yeah.
Well, nuns do engage in sex.
My mother was a nun and didn't take her final vows.
Your mother was a nun. I rest my case. Your mother was a nun.
No, well, she left the convent. And why isn't important, but it definitely was for sexual reasons.
She's not a nun anymore. She's her mother.
That's right.
Her mother is not a nun anymore.
Right. She
her
had physical deformities, and they wouldn't allow her to take her final vow.
She had deformities. I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am.
Not deformities. What did you say your mother had, Donna? It sounded like deformities.
Physical deformities people could see.
Oh, your mother did.
Right, and back then they didn't want her in the convent to take her final vows because of that. She left the convent.
So you're deformed?
No, ma'am, I'm not.
You're not deformed?
No, ma'am.
No, her mother was. That's why she became a nun.
And had sex.
Not when she was a nun, she didn't.
No, ma'am.
I really think it's sad that the two of you view child pornography as something that is really funny. I don't.
I don't view child pornography as something that's funny.
I'm at risk.
That Britney Spears videos are on television.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
Do you think that any man who happens to be sitting in a living room with their children and a video of Britney Spears comes on television,
mm-hmm.
do you believe
mm-hmm.
that they're encouraging child pornography?
Yes, I do.
By watching a music video?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean...
Why?
I do believe...
You've seen her on TV, haven't you, Donna?
I have seen her on television.
Okay, and she does that whole, ooh, I did it again, almost as if she did a potty in her diaper. That's
what that song is. That sells albums.
Doesn't that sound like it?
Wait a minute. The song, Oops, I Did It Again, is a song about falling in love.
Oh, I'm sure that's what we say when we fall in love. Oops, I did it again. It sounds like she made a dirty in her undies.
Okay.
Doesn't it?
I just feel like maybe you should talk to your husband.
All the men who watch Britney Spears want to lick those. They want to lick the pants right off of her sweet rump.
I think that you're the one with the obsession with Britney
Absolutely,
Spears.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know what? You know, the whole thing.
Oh, I have the obsession? Why is it my husband and
I have not engaged
in the backstage pass?
I feel like you're taking this way too far. Watching the Britney Spears video is not child pornography.
Calling your husband's friend's wife and telling them that it's child pornography and hanging up,
that's a terrible thing.
Okay, listen, Donna, I thank you for your call. We're going to take a break and get to more of your phone calls as we talk about Britney Spears, her videos, and is it actual kiddie porn? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Britney Spears music, is it kiddie porn? She's a virgin. And Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association is on the line with us, and the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization feels that it is kiddie porn because she is a virgin, and it encourages married men, adult men, to involve themselves with interest in child pornography. Bobby, we're going to analyze a Britney Spears song here in a moment. You also mentioned that this has seriously impeded sex between you and your husband with regard to some annual ritual that we don't have to get into, all right?
Other than the fact that it is very intimate, very embarrassing, very painful, I give everything to my husband, and he's watching a Britney Spears video. You know, I got to tell you something, Phil. When a woman has those boots on, and she's on her hands and knees, and this is very embarrassing for me to talk about.
Then don't talk about it.
I have to. You're wearing patent leather boots, and you're on your hands and knees. And then a Britney Spears video comes on the television that your husband has mounted in the rumpus room on the wall near the ceiling. And he looks up. Let me tell you something. That ruins everything.
All right. I wouldn't know.
Well, then, and you've never seen Britney Spears.
I've seen her, but I wouldn't know what you're talking about. Let me go over to Ellie on the Phil Hendry Show. Ellie?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Bobby. I got a question
mm-hmm.
for you.
Mm-hmm.
Britney Spears is 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's not child pornography. The law states that when you turn 18, you're of legal consent.
She is a virgin.
She is a virgin. You know what?
You know something?
I am very happy that she publicly said that she was still a virgin.
Being a virgin.
There's a lot of little girls out there who listen to her music.
Are virgins.
And,
yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
A lot of those people,
mm-hmm.
those girls go
mm-hmm.
out there and they
mm-hmm.
say that
Britney Spears,
you know,
as a virgin is identifying herself with other little girls. Phil, would you play the song?
Listen for a second.
I want you to listen to this one lyric because I think it is absolutely disgusting.
Right,
I've listened
hold
to
on,
her music.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Now, which lyric?
It's coming up. Listen.
Did it again.
There, it sounds like, ooh, I just made a dirty in my undies.
No, it doesn't. I did it again.
Oh, yeah. What does a little girl say when she does a mess in her panties?
I have an 11-year-old niece, a 10-year-old niece. They listen to Britney Spears all the time. They know the words, and never has that come out of their mouth.
I don't think there's anything
never.
Wrong with a child enjoying her music. I think there's something desperately wrong with an adult male.
I think you have a problem with your own sexuality.
No, I have no problem.
You,
I'm very free sexually.
Well,
what do you,
you
think
know,
I was talking
you're
about?
Sitting there saying that, you know, this bothers you. Did you
well,
have
about,
you ever watched a porn movie with your husband?
Excuse me, I was just talking about liquid butter.
Well,
you,
I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But have you ever done that? You
Yes,
you know,
I've done it. Every year at Christmas we do it.
Every
so
year
you only
at
have
Christmas.
Sex once a year?
No, every year at Christmas we have backstage sex. Back door. Rear entry. Get it? Good God, how stupid.
Well,
all
you
right,
know what?
I,
you really have a problem with your sexuality, I think.
Steve, just play the tape from 78.
And I think you should leave the little...
Ow.
If people want to listen to it...
That's my wife, 1978.
Hold on, what?
That's 78.
That was me in 19... The next thing you know, our husbands are going to beg us to dress up like Britney Spears. Ellie, can I ask you a question? If you think this is all so innocent? Oh, she hung up. All right, Ellie, the next time your husband asks you to dress up like Britney Spears and do a doo-doo on him.
Oh, come on.
Oh, really? Listen.
Dress up like Britney Spears?
That's right, and do a little dirty on him. Listen to how filthy.
I think I did it again.
Oh, mommy has to clean up, baby.
Well, I wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't know, would you? And what's really vile about this, Phil...
Do we have to keep...
Yes. Listen to her trying to pitch that out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that is vile.
I'm not trying to pinch anything out.
Yes, she is. Listen. Yeah.
I think I did it again.
Oh, well, let's clean baby up. You did a dirty in your panty. I think that is vile. I think Britney Spears should apologize to every man, woman, and child. And I think if she really, really, really needs to go potty, she should wait until Daddy pulls over to a gas station.
Really think that that's the...
Yes, I do.
Oh, come on, will ya?
No, one more time. It's just... Oh. That's it, Brittany. You show that turd who's boss. Use a seat cover.
I think I did it again.
Well, that's okay, honey. We'll pull over and get some Pampers for you.
All right, I get the point, okay?
And because of that, we won't have a tape recording for the year 2001 of me going, ow.
1-800-449-8686.
No, I don't have a quarter.
Great. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Phil Hendry Show here, and a couple of things that I wanted to mention. First of all is our listener party. That's February 22nd through the 24th in Vegas, and we'll give you details on that as well as we feel they are necessary to deliver to you, because this is going to be a sort of a crowning event for the year. I won't say it's the best thing that's going to happen in 2002, but it's going to be right up there. So our listener party coming up in February, it's going to be in Las Vegas. It's going to be at a fantastic hotel. It's going to feature a live broadcast. It's going to feature a live band. It's going to feature live dancing. It's going to feature live people. It's going to feature live gambling. It's going to feature, you know, a lot of live money going out of your live pocket. And then you walking home or riding a live horse home after you flew in an airplane. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, man. You're probably going to have yourself, you'll probably make millions. You'll probably just absolutely kill in Vegas. But it happens at the very end of February. We'll give you details. Thank you for joining us on our show today. Thanks for joining us on our live webcast, if that's where you're watching us. Our webcast today is provided by the great people at... Be there. Be here. You should have been there when Be Here was there. You should be here because Be Here's here. And they're giving us all of this beautiful webcasting, all of this live streaming video. Man, is it sweet. Look at this. I'm just sort of spanning about our studio right now. I'm looking at Craig. That's the guy there with the headphones and the blue shirt. I'm the guy with the beard and the black shirt. Janice, she's the one with the beard and the black shirt. No, I mean, Chris is also with a beard and a kind of a silver shirt. And Janice is the only one here that's got any semblance of good looks. And we're all here with Be Here. You hear? 1-800-449-8686. The other thing we didn't mention yesterday, and we should have mentioned, and probably doesn't mean much to a lot of you guys. It will mean something to those of you listening to the L.A. area. And I think it's an interesting... I think it's interesting to note this man. His name is Chick Hearn. He's the play-by-play guy of the Los Angeles Lakers. He just missed his first basketball broadcast in some 3,338 games, going all the way back to 1965. He missed the game last night. He had surgery. You'll forgive him. He's 85. But here's the thing about Chick Hearn that I think really needs to be I think this needs to be brought out. At 85, Chick Hearn is better than anybody doing basketball right now. Anybody. Chick Hearn is the guy that came up with terms like no harm, no foul, no blood, no ambulance. I know you've heard that term. Well, the guy that invented it was Chick Hearn. Chick's the guy who came up with phrases like, if you want to know how tall Mark Van Eaton is, at 7'4", walk under the wings of a DC-10. When a guy hits a swish shot, he'd say things like, soft as a baby going to bed. When the ball goes around the hoop and doesn't quite go in, he says, just like a motorcycle in a motordrome. When a guy is dribbling the ball back and forth trying to get around somebody, he says, he's going back and forth dribbling the ball like windshield wipers in Seattle on a rainy day. I mean, this guy's just, it's poetry listening to him. Poetry. He says, referee made a bad call. The other 15,000 referees here tonight don't agree. He says, there's 16,000 referees here tonight, only three of them getting paid. Over and over. Chick Hearn has coined all kinds of creative phrases. And at 85, the guy is better than Marv Albert, Bob Costas, Al Michaels, any of the guys out there right now who consider themselves to be rapier wits and tremendous play-by-play guys. They couldn't hold this guy's admittedly old, but nonetheless vibrant jockstrap. He has an old, but he has a vibrant jockstrap on their best day. Anyway, Chick is in the hospital. He had some open-heart surgery, but the word is, well, I don't know if it's open-heart surgery. He had heart surgery. He had a valve replaced, and the word is he's going to be fine. He's going to be coming back, and we hope for a long time. Now, I'm a realist. I don't know how long means. But I was growing up in this town listening to guys like Hearn and, yeah, Vin Scully. Some people don't like Vin Scully. Who's better? Some people don't like Vin Scully. Okay, who's better? Ernie Harwell. No, he's not. And neither would that guy in Boston, that Johnny Most guy, with that razor blade voice like he's got six different forms of lung cancer working. And John Miller, and I don't care who you want to talk about, Al Michaels, all those guys, they learned their act from Scully anyway. Some people are like Chick Hearn. They don't like the fact that he's a smartass. They don't like the fact that he's opinionated. They don't like the fact that he's funny. Who's better doing basketball than Chick Hearn? It ain't Marv Albert. I hate to break the news, especially to Marv, who I know down through the years has probably considered himself to be one of the all-time greats. And, you know, David Letterman says, so it's got to be true. And to learn that he isn't all that hot must come as a brutal shock. But guess what, Marv? You ain't. I know you don't like the fact that Hearn's better than you. And Bob Costas, let's talk a little bit about him. Because I read all kinds of things about Costas being fantastic, how wonderful he is. You know, like the guy in the LA Times. Bob Costas is pathetically bad. Now, I don't mind the guy as a, what do you call it, like a commentator? You know, he sits around and chews the fat with Ted Williams over the great days gone by, you know, back when grass was green and men were hung. But doing a ball game. So Hearn comes along, and he does these great games. Now, he's 85. He had his heart surgery. He ain't going to be around much longer. We all know it. He ain't going to be doing these games till he's 95. Who's the oldest guy that ever did a ball game? I mean, I don't know. What, Ted Husing? What was that, like 116 or something when he finally retired? So he ain't going to be around for a long time. But while he's with us, something's got to be said, and that I just said it. He's better than anybody going right now. He's better than any basketball guy, any play-by-play guy. He makes the game more interesting. He's funny. He's opinionated. He's got observations about the sport that nobody else has, and he likes the game. You can tell he really enjoys it and that the game is more important than he is. As funny as Chick Hearn is and as good as he is, you always have the sense that the guy recognizes he's not the show, that the basketball game is the show. He's done 3,338 consecutive games. Of those, 2,092 were Laker victories. And the Lakers in that span have scored 364,148 points. Give or take a few hundred thousand. I know, I just was doing that in my head. And there have been 36 years during the streak, 8 U.S. presidents, one of whom was shot to death in Dallas. That's just fantastic. No, actually, no. Only one was shot, and he's not dead. Chick Hearn, 8 presidents, only one shot. Way to do it, Chick. We hope you're back. And you know what? I dig that name, Chick. There ain't too many guys named Chick anymore, and it's a great name. Chick is like a pool player's name. It's like a card player's name. It's like a guy that you ordinarily wouldn't trust name, except for Chick Hearn. We trust him. We love him. Get well, Chick. I'd call you Chicky, baby, but I know you had Hot Rod Hundley fired when he did that.
From high atop the Las Vegas Strip, it's NFL Picks!
Yes, everybody, this is Joe Dickhead with NFL Picks, and I'm here with the professor from high above the Las Vegas Strip. It's time for the NFL Pick Show.
And I'm the professor. We're going to hope to give you some good ball games that you can check out and say that you like. Maybe you want to bet on them, and if you do, would you mind giving us a few bucks? Because we went 12-2 last week, but we were too stupid to bet our own picks.
Yes, that's right. We're the only sports pick show, the only NFL pick show that goes 12-2 and was too bloody stupid to pick our own picks. You idiot!
Well, I didn't know what I was...
Well, I told you to take the money over to the book. What are you, nuts?
I didn't... It's my mistake.
We'd now like to present today's picks using the format of a situation comedy, of a Western, and of a porn movie. First, the situation comedy.
I'm looking here at the newspaper.
You're looking at the newspaper? You mean you can read?
Well, it says here that Miami's at New England.
No, it isn't. It's in South Florida.
Miami's in South Florida?
Yeah.
Well, then I pick South Florida to win.
You idiot! I said Miami's in South Florida.
Then why does it say Miami's at New England?
I don't know. And now, as a Western. Oh, my ass hurts. Let me get out of this saddle here for a minute, Buck.
Hey, what you think you want to do?
I think I'd like to ride into town and maybe make myself a few picks on the National Football League. What do you think about that?
I think it sounds queer. I mean, I think it sounds fine.
Who do you like at that Philadelphia game anyway in San Francisco?
I'll tell you, them San Francisco's got a lot of queers.
Wait a minute, this is a Western, not a... Oh, I'm sorry.
Those San Francisco, I think, is going to win that football game.
That's a football game?
That ain't no football game. That's my wife.
Now, I said it's a Western, you idiot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I think that San Francisco going to win that football game.
Hey, how about Tennessee and Oakland? Who you like that game?
Yeah. You know, you almost look good enough to eat.
It's a Western, not a porn movie.
Speaking of porn movie... Oh, Cincinnati at Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's going to win? Come on. Who's going to win? Come on. Who's going to win?
Baltimore.
You want me to ball you some more?
I said Baltimore.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said Baltimore.
Well, there it is, our pick. We are retarded or what? Joe Dickhead, join us next week and check out the Phil Henry Show website for our real picks. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Not for long, though.